My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Hallelujah. Let's put it together. Let's put your hands together. Amen. For the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust everybody's clapping at home. Praise God. Say His name. Make the devils tremble. At the name of Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To be thankful for the King of Kings. Praise God. I'm going to read a scripture. It says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Reason why I read that on the French side, it's translated a little differently. It says, lift up your hands toward the sanctuary. And I wanted to use that verse to encourage everyone who's at home, because basically everyone's at home. Amen. Lori and I, we left early this morning, like 2 hours earlier, just ahead of the storm. And now if I was to check the weather in between the French services, it says that we have received 36 and a half centimeters of snow since it started. So now for the Americans, 36 and a half centimeters, that's almost a meter, which is a yard. So it's like that much snow has fallen. So I'm glad people are saying, how are you going to get home? Well, this is home for me, praise God. And I thank God for the blessing that the technology is working and that we can, for everyone that did not brave the homes. I was preaching to new people today. So there it was. Amen. So a young man went home with a Bible. Didn't have one. Praise God. Amen. And he went home with a Bible. So the snow is what it is, and that whatever's happening, and I've said this so many times, the situations that are occurring around us, amen, let not that make a difference for what's on the inside. Praise God. You know, I'm glad for that. Praise God. So to finish the verse, as I read it in the book of Psalms, it is Psalm 134. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So that's what we're going to do as we gather together. How can I say this? Virtually online. I know we're spiritual because we walk not by sight, but we walk in the Spirit. We walk by the Spirit. We walk not by flesh, but we walk. If I quote Romans chapter 8 in the first verse, there is therefore now no condemnation to them, to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. Praise God. But we're going to use this snow day, if you would. February, what's the date today? 16? 16. February the 16th. Consider it. The devil wanted to have a snow day, but we preached the Word of God anyways. We had new people listening online for the first time on the French side.
And I see new names when I was checking the feed and we're trying to figure out how come you couldn't hear the singer sing. Well, when I was checking the feed, I noticed new names. So I welcome every single person that are listening. Trust you're still with us. Trust your Bibles are close by. If not, get your Bibles, get your Bibles, get your Bibles, because we're going to read. We have a lot to read because there's a lot to say. Praise God. Amen. Received a message this morning from Jordan's sister. Jordan, if you're listening, you appreciate your Bible. Amen. He says, I listen. This is the pastor I listen to every day, has received this Bible, reading the Bible every day. This makes a difference. Praise God. When you put the Word of God to work, and you can't put the Word of God to work without reading it. Amen. You can't just pretend, well, I read it once before. I think I know. Amen. I'm 63 and I've been reading this. My mom said I started reading my Bible when I was 5 years old. So now, if you do the math, how many years that I've been reading it, every time I open up, every time the mouth of God is open, this is bread from heaven and I receive life. It not only did it make me alive years and years ago when I started reading, but it keeps me alive. Amen. And that's the point. Praise God. And some people say, yeah, I was alive once. We need to be alive when Jesus comes. You're not going to hear the trumpet when it sounds. Dead folks don't hear much unless you're dead in Christ. Then there's going to be a familiar sound. You sit there and say, there's something happening. Praise God. When Lazarus received the command, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. He couldn't help but to shake himself and to get up because there is a command that was given, praise, by Jesus Christ. Even the power that was in that name, resurrection power himself, had walked into that cemetery, into that graveyard, and commanded Lazarus to come forth. I don't think Lazarus he didn't have an option. Amen. When Jesus said to come forth, what happened? Lazarus came forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you put that Word of God to work, God's Word doesn't fail. God doesn't have an option. God is going, he said it, it shall come to pass. Praise God. If you believe that, clap your hands unto the Lord. Give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God at home. Turn your kitchens, your living rooms, your basements, wherever you are, turn it into the sanctuary of God. Hallelujah, into the storehouse. Rejoice unto the Lord. The Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for that blessing. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Time to stand. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to God. Praise God and be thankful. The Bible says, some people say, what do you make all that noise for? What I don't understand is why you're not making noise. Amen. You throw a football, people make noise. Amen. You grab a stick and what would be the word? Stick handle or handle a puck or shoot the puck around, people make noise. You say Jesus and, oh, they can't be. Something wrong with you folks. Amen. Well, with the life that I have, I can't be quiet. Amen. Jesus said, now, if everybody just keeps their mouth shut, God's going to raise up stones. And I don't want a rock to replace who I am, created in the image of God with the responsibility to clap my hands, to sing my song, to dance my dance, to shout unto the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. That's you and I. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. And bless the Lord that hath made heaven and earth. Bless thee, amen, out of Zion. Praise God. Amen. So whatever's happening in between the heavens and the earth, praise God, I'll still bless the Lord. He made the heavens, he made the earth, and whatever's in between, praise God. Amen. We'll get the final result when it stops snowing around 1 o'clock this morning, if I can go by what the weather person is saying or whoever's sending me the news or weather feed on the weather app. That's what it is, the weather app. We still got like 6 hours of snow to go, so there'll be a lot more shoveling. But right now, there's going to be a lot more praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. And as I pray, I'm going to welcome our latest, newest brother, a sound biblical name, Malachi, into this world. Praise God. Amen. That young man is going to have a blessed first day upon this earth because of a holy mom and because of a holy dad. Praise God. And you know what? He's blessed more than others because he's got holy grandmother. He's got holy grandfather. He's got a holy uncles and holy aunts and holy cousins. And he's got a holy big brother. Malachi, you're more blessed, amen, than you know of today. Praise God. But one day, hallelujah, in the arms of holy mom, praise God, he'll realize saying, I'm blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah, to be born. Amen. You read about young Timothy when Paul would write and exhort in the first epistle of Timothy and the second epistle of Timothy. Timothy was a third generation, amen, son of God, believer. His mom was a believer and his grandmother was a believer. Praise God. Amen. And the family from Malachi, where he's from, he's fourth generation. Praise God. Holy great-grandmother, amen, waiting her reward in Christ. Praise God. And I thank God for that. Amen. That blessing we can have. And I already mentioned, amen, Jordan. Praise God. We're praying for him having received the Bible. Praise God. That Bible is going to be put to work in his life. And he's going to be a blessing, praise God, to the others that are around him. Praise God. Amen. And we pray that he will find favor in amongst God for his parole, for his release. And there will be a difference that will be made because God is with him and because Jordan is with God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I give you all the praise and the glory for this day, for this opportunity that we do have. This technology is bringing us together. Amen. There's not much we can do when you can't drive on the roads and you can't walk on the sidewalks. But thank God we can fire up the camera and a computer, and I can say whatever I need to say within this microphone, and the word is heard, praise God. Lord, and I pray that this word is making a difference in the lives of all my brothers and my sisters, that the word of God, as your word, all is true. As it is spoken, it goes forth not void, not if it doesn't come back void, it doesn't go in vain. And I pray, Lord, the word of God that we receive and that we hear, that we read today, will find its way into good ground in Jesus' name and make a difference, praise God. Those going home with the Bible today for the first time, amen, may they fall in love with this book, amen, the book of books, amen, the words of spirit and of life, amen. What thus saith the Lord, praise God. I thank God, amen, that we recognize and realize what we do hold, amen, the value above gold and above silver, praise God, but the value, amen, of what has been given us because you so loved this world that you gave your only begotten Son, and Jesus Christ was sent, became the gift of eternal life, for we are made free, amen, from the law of sin and death, because there's a law of love, the spirit and of life that works in each and every one of us today, Lord. And I thank God, giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory. You are worthy of our praise today. And I pray, amen, that every single person listening to me, their mouths are open and they can shout, amen, with a voice of triumph, praise God, amen. They can put the devil under their feet and let the world know that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive. How do we know? It's because he lives in us today. And I thank God, amen, for the blessing of the word that came forth on the French side a few hours ago. And now we pray, as it comes forth in English, that word will be anointed in Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. It will come forth in excellence. It will come forth in understanding, led by your Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, praise God. Making the difference in our lives today, praise God. I thank God for this place tonight, amen, that we can use to preach the word of God. Souls saved in Jesus' name. Souls coming out of darkness over into a marvelous light and making a difference, praise God, as we pray, as our hands, as our arms are lifted up unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not ashamed. We look up from whence cometh our help. And I thank God today our help cometh from the Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Pray. Send the word of God into the hospital room. Edward needs Christ in his life. He needs that anointing right now that breaks the yoke. Men and women don't understand what's happening. The Spirit of God can go halfway around this world and make a difference. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Elizabeth Grace, her finger comes back. Amen. There's going to be no loss of movement or use in that finger. Whatever happened in that accident, in Jesus' name, there's a miracle in in her life. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Thank God for coming to our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That what we do unto your glory and unto your honor, we do it, praise God, with strength which you have given us. And I thank God for the message which we are about to hear. Open up our ears to hear. Open up our eyes to see. Open up our hearts, especially to receive and to perceive what thus saith the Lord unto the church today. I bless my brothers and sisters, everyone joining with us today. Amen. To be found, praise God, in one accord with one mind, one heart, one baptism. There is only one way, one truth, and one life. And I thank God, praise God, for that one Spirit today, the Holy Ghost, that will lead us and guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen and amen. Put your hands together. Let's give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say his name. If you're still clapping, say the name of Jesus. The world knows you're not clapping for a pigskin. Amen. Not clapping for something that's worldly. You're clapping for something that is heavenly. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord which has made, praise God. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I think, amen, you may be seated in the presence of a living God. As long as you got the Bible in your hands. If you don't have a Bible, don't sit down. Go get your Bible. Praise God. If you don't have one like this, the old-fashioned one, you can take your technology and download it. Amen. And this still rings. Still use it as a phone, but the Bible's in there in French and English, and that's where I read from Psalm 134 and the second verse. So you can make a, and that's free. You can download, I'm reading from a King James Bible, so if you download that version of the Bible, we'll read word for word. We'll be of the same mind, and we'll have the same understanding. And I'm glad that the word can be and will be heard. Praise God. This is what's important. Amen. I've said this before, when you read the Gospels, when you read in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, you read the works that Jesus did. They're good works. They're encouraging. They're faithful. They prove that he was God sent. It proved that he was God made. Amen. The Spirit of God was in him, the miracles that he did and such. But you know what? All the loaves that he multiplied, it doesn't do me, it won't do my belly any good. They're long gone. Amen. They were all gobbled up and eaten and put in baskets and taken home. Amen. I'm glad for that miracle that he did once, that he did twice amongst the thousands of people. And it increases my faith, because faith cometh by hearing. Hearing, amen. And what do we hear? Is the word of God. You read in Romans chapter 10. So I'm glad we've got that straightened out. Praise God. Amen. And the other works, Jesus cleansed the lepers. Amen. They couldn't walk properly. He made them walk upright, and they couldn't even stand. And he got them up off their beds or their mattresses so that they could stand. And like I said, all of that's good. But today, amen, what I have, and I'm saying, what I'm trying to think of a good word, like a legacy, or what I have to, or what you and I have today, is his word. Praise God. The words which he spoke unto us, amen, those that received their miracles, some people went home with a miracle in their belly. When they ate the multiplied loaves and the fish that were multiplied, they went home carrying a miracle in their belly. They went home. I don't know if most of them there, I don't know if they ever saw Jesus again. They didn't seem to become his followers. Amen. He always seemed to be short on the followers, even though they received the blessing and the miracles and the healing and such. So I thank God today, praise God, that the blood of Jesus Christ, some people relegate the book of Acts. They say, well, once you get reading, chapters 24, 25, 26, and then it ends. You know, I've had people that have come into the church. They've embraced this ministry. New people. They saw our billboards. They came in. Their families are coming and such. And they go, what are you talking about? Prophets. No such thing. No, there's no more prophets anymore. Well, I don't understand what God gave to the church. He said, I give you apostles, prophets, and I give you evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the edification of the saints, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edification of you and I today. Praise God. He didn't say that one. He gave all five. That fivefold ministry was given at the same time, and not one was withdrawn. I'm going to give you apostles because soon they won't be, and then you're going to need evangelists because there won't be prophets, because and there's pastors, and at the end there's only going to be teachers. No, God forbid. Amen. There's still the pastor. There's still the teacher, which is God-given. And the reason when you read the next verse, it's those verses are going to appear in the comments section. When you read the next verse, we understand why. Amen. For the perfecting of the saints. And today there's perfection amongst the saints that's missing because the apostle is apparently a bygone word, doesn't exist anymore, or the prophet. And so they leave. They sit there and they don't, I don't agree with it. Well, you need to line, we need to agree with the scriptures. God is not going to change his scriptures or his book or what is written because of what you think. Amen. It's my thinking that needs to change. It's my heart that needs to change. It's my, amen, my soul, my being that needs to change. God is not going to change. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Praise God. Amen. Last week I mentioned we're going to read Revelation chapter 12 and the 11th verse. Again, we're talking about they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. This is my testimony. You're saying it sounds like you're preaching. No, not really. I'm not. It may sound like I'm preaching, but this is my testimony. And I've got something good to testify because I have a good word in me. Someone say in me. Praise God. So by the word, this is what last week's teaching was teaching us, that by the word of their testimony, not only by the blood of the Lamb, but what I've got to say. Amen. I've got something to say that it's going to keep me in a forward motion. Faith moves me forward. Praise God. Amen. I draw nigh to God. I don't draw away from God. I draw nigh to God. And God says, I'll meet you. I'll match what you're doing. He says, I'll draw nigh unto you. You can read this. Thus saith the Lord in the book of James. So I thank God today, man, when I testify these things, this keeps me alive and it makes me alive because I'm not refusing, and we read the scripture last week from Hebrews, I'm not refusing him that speaketh from the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. People are waiting, you know, for a speech or for an announcement to be brought forward or be brought to you. I mean, the following announcement's been brought to you by, and they have sponsors, and then the president is speaking or the prime minister speaks, and sometimes I can't even make it all the way through because it's just a man speaking, and eventually if I don't stay in his spirit, I begin to hear blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean much to me because it's just a man talking. Amen. With no anointing. Amen. I thank God. Amen. I mentioned last week, amen, he that speaketh upon the earth, when the speaker is anointed, when the Holy Ghost, when it's thus saith the Lord, when the Holy Ghost is in that person, praise God. Amen. We need to listen. We need to pay attention. It lines up with the scriptures. It lines up with the word of God. It becomes part of our daily bread. And I thank God today, amen, to have received what God has, amen, in store for us today. And this comes when I read this, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. It says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, listen, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Now I'm going to read this again. For ye are bought with a price. Underline the word bought. I'm reading verse 20, but we're going to back it up to verse 19 when I get done with verse 20. I want to line things up in verse 20. So when we read 19, it's going to, click. Okay, now I understand. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Amen. Praise God. What is manifest or what can be seen upon this earth, and in your spirit, which are God's. See, when they come to me, and I've had this happen over the years several times because there's a prevalent teaching that goes through the, you know, religious institutions, and they sit there and say, well, the inside can be clean, but the outside's going to be dirty. No, the having therefore this ministry, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. I'll give you you know, a few seconds to put that scripture up from Corinthians chapter 5. I believe someone can find it. Put that scripture up. Cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. When God does a work on my inside, it shows on the outside. Someone say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When God does a work, and sometimes man will go around. In the days of Jesus Christ, they were going around and they looked good on the outside, but Jesus could see on the inside. Amen. And he says, clean up the inside so your outside, it won't just have an appearance of godliness, but your outside will be godly. Amen. You won't need a breath mint to cover up the nicotine smell or the smell of alcohol on your breath. Amen. Someone say amen. Praise God. You won't have to put sunglasses on to keep from where your eyes are looking where they shouldn't be looking. Try to cover things up on the outside because there's a work that's being done on the inside. Hallelujah. That makes the outside acceptable and pleasing unto God. Listen, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And when people come around, they say, well, you know, God hasn't taken away, but the habits that are in the flesh or whatever, because we're still fleshly, we're still carnal, we're still all human. This is why Jesus said, ye must be born again. Amen. Ye must. I don't know if he gives us an option when he says, ye must be born again. That's not a phrase to deliberate. Oh, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. Amen. That's the wrong answer. Amen. When Jesus said, ye must be born again, praise God, we need to do what Jesus is telling us to do. And there is a newness of life. Now, go back to verse 19. I mean, how do you get into this, what shall I say, godly state in verse 20? Verse 19, what? And then Paul's asking the question to the Corinthian church. He says, know ye not that your body, oh, we're talking about the body again? Yes, we are. A vessel unto honor. Someone say an honorable vessel. Praise God. What? Know ye not, this is 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Oh, what happened? Not our own. We are, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Someone say in me. Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Who do I belong to? Read verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Hallelujah. Been bought. See, if I go to the store, if I go to Walmart, or even if somebody wants to sell me their lawnmower, so I go to their house, and I have the and they're asking $200 for the lawnmower. And I go to the house, not with $185, I go to the house with $200. Someone say, payment in full. Amen. Say it at home. Payment in full. So they're asking, I'll sell you this lawnmower for $200. So I hand over the $200, which is payment in full. And I walk away with that lawnmower. Now, if I want to paint that lawnmower pink, or if I want to convert the gas into electric, I can do what I want because it's mine. Someone say, it's mine. I paid for it. Amen. Now listen to what we read here. He says, what? Know ye not that your body, my body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That Holy Ghost is in you from God, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Hallelujah. It is no longer I that liveth, but it is Christ that liveth in me. That's the last two verses in Galatians chapter 2. So when you begin to read this, it says, I live. Paul says, no, I'm not dead. He says, I live. Now I live. But he says, it's not I that live. Amen. There was one time when I was a slave. When you read in Romans chapter 6, we were once slaves. We were bound, if you would, not in Egypt per se. I met a man this morning, came, dropped off his offering. He says, I'm Egyptian. Amen. Well, I've never been to Egypt. He's been in Canada for 6 years, and he brought back. He said, I want to give this to the church because you folks are a bunch of kind people, and you're treating me really nice. And he said, that's not for you. He said, you put that. I said, I'm putting it in the treasury, and it's still in the basket, still in the treasury. He's from Egypt. I've never been to Egypt. Spiritually, I was in Egypt. I was a slave to the Pharaoh. I mean, the devil, Satan. I was a slave to sin, and it's not even an option. The devil would say, do this, and you would do this without even realizing you're doing. Some people smoke, and when I ask them, say, why do you smoke? I don't know. My dad smoked. I don't know. Picked it up as a teenager. They don't even know, but they're smoking because they're a slave. The Bible says you're a slave to these things, but it is no longer sin that hath dominion in me. Thank God for Romans chapter 6. At the beginning of the chapter, it teaches us how we walk in a newness of life. Romans chapter 6, I believe it is the fourth verse, if I'm not mistaken. But you begin reading later on. I mean, you read down to Romans 6, verse 16. Read the whole chapter, 23 verses. But you get down into verse 16 where we are no longer a slave. We are no longer sin. Sin no longer had dominion. Amen. I'm no longer walking in death. Amen. Sin ends with death. The wages of your sin is death. That means the result of your sin is death. Amen. When, doesn't matter if you read Old Testament or if you read New Testament. Where there's sin, there's death. That's ultimately sin ends up in death. So you got to get rid of your death. I mean, you don't want to die eternally. Get rid of that death. Get rid of that sin. And that's only possible by Jesus Christ. Now listen, go back and read verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? It ends with a question mark, but now we kind of know the answer. Amen. We kind of know what Paul is writing. Amen. You are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Amen. Somebody owns me. And it was a price. I couldn't come up with that amount. I mentioned this last week. When you look at, amen, you can have all the silver, not enough. You can have all the gold, doesn't add up. Amen. You can have whatever's in this world, doesn't add up. I mentioned, praise God, whatever the devil went to Jesus and he said, this is all I got. See, this whole world, that's all I got. It can belong to you. I can picture Jesus sitting there saying, no deal. That's a bad bargain. You know, that's no bargain, no deal. That's a bad deal if I've ever heard of it, because I've got more than what this world has to offer. I've got Jesus Christ. I've got eternal life that is in me. I've got a new name that is written down in glory. I've got a robe, praise God, that has, it's not a robe of disgust and shame. It's not sackcloth covered in ashes. It's a new robe, praise God, of righteousness that God has given me, amen, because I have come out of slavery, because I have come out of Egypt, amen. I've left the sin, I've left the darkness, I've left the disobedience, amen. I've left the ungodliness, I've left the worldliness, I've left the religion, I've left it all behind. If any man, if any woman be in Christ, they shall be a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, and I got to love this next word, all things, amen. Not some things, not most of the things, not whatever, all things have become new, and I thank God for new things today, praise God. Hallelujah. Are you glad for that? Give God, give our God, our Father in heaven, a good hand. Praise God. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. All ye land. Hallelujah. Praise God. At home, clap. Bought with a price. Someone say, paid in full. Amen. The cross wasn't a down payment. Amen. It was payment in full. Hallelujah. And when the devil didn't want to back off, they laid Jesus in a grave, and Jesus went into the depths of the earth, the Bible says, and he took the keys of sin, of death, of hell, amen, out of the hands, amen, of Lucifer, of Satan himself, and he released the captives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paid in full. This is mine. Praise God. Amen. We read this last week. For we have come unto Mount Zion, a city of the living God, a heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. We have come to, amen, the general assembly, which is the firstborn of God. And then it continues to read where it says, we have come unto Jesus. Praise God. Are you glad for that? Praise God to be where you are today. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where today. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Praise God. I haven't come unto something that is earthly, Praise God. I quoted verse 22, verse 23. To God, the judge of all, the spirits of just men and perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator. Read this part with me. To Jesus, the mediator. Say it with me. Amen. Of the new covenant. Praise God. Someone say new. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Say his name. The blood of sprinkling, which speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Amen. This is gonna come later on, but I'll just let you know so you understand this. I don't understand what the blood of Abel, what did that speak? The blood of Abel, it speaks vengeance. It speaks hatred. It speaks murder. That's what the blood of Abel speaks, or because of how that blood was spilt into this ground. But there's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It speaks love. It speaks, praise God, amen, the victory that we have. It speaks, amen, salvation. It speaks redemption. It speaks atonement. This is what's speaking to me today. It's a heavenly voice that I received from the heavens, because God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him shall not perish, they shall be saved. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This is part two. If you're listening, this is the blood of the Lamb, part two. Praise God. Amen. I have come unto Jesus, the heavenly. Praise God. For ye are bought. This is redemption. Praise God that we look at the blood of redemption. Amen. Which is salvation by the price which was paid on the cross. Hallelujah. If you're trying to figure out what is redemption, there's a lot of scriptures that teach us on redemption. If you want just a summary in a few words, you can summarize it by that saying, what is the redemption? Is salvation by the price the price which was paid on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deliverance from my sin. Amen. Deliverance because of the ransom, what was paid. Amen. Fully paid in full. Fully paid. Amen. Go back in the book of Revelation. I'd like to welcome everyone listening. And as I said, everybody is snowed in, except my blessed brother behind the camera and three more brothers, amen, that have been out shoveling. Amen. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So anybody, any new listeners, be blessed. Praise God. I welcome you. If you're listening on Live 365, I welcome you as well. Amen. I'm learning parts in the States this morning. There's listeners from Maryland. There are a couple of listeners in Cleveland, Ohio, and another part in that state. They were listening in Los Angeles. And I think, Jordan, I think you're a little north of Los Angeles in an area. I see your analysis, I guess they give us. They tell us, they pinpoint things on the map. And in Maryland, listening, praise God, in North Dakota. So if that's you, listening, keep listening. I trust you have a Bible in your hand, and I welcome you. And if I forget exactly from where you're listening from, as I said, in different parts of the States, I'm learning my geography in the States. Praise God, a little more, and maybe one day I'll just have to go and visit those areas. Praise God. New Mexico as well, if you're listening, Grand Forks, North Dakota, I've been there. Praise God, hallelujah. So I know that place, but let's get into the Word of God. I want to read something that we read last week. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome, everybody. My mind is in the Word of God, Revelation chapter 12. Thank you so much for listening. Praise God. And continuing to listen, let's settle down, settle in, get your Bibles. Revelation, the 12th chapter. We read these three verses last week, but this is the text, the basis of my text. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation. Someone say now. Now is come salvation. I don't care where you are listening, what country. Our pastors are with us in Africa, listening, state or province you may be in, so you say now, amen. Whatever time zone you may be listening in, say now, amen. Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ or his anointed. That's what this means, the power of his anointed. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Now, these people who are being accused, that's you and I, Amen. I mentioned last week, if you missed the teaching last week, you can listen to it. I mentioned last week, say, the devil would come up and say, he started accusing Job. Well, if this happens, this is what Job is going to do. Well, devil, I'm going to prove you wrong. Amen. Praise God. So when you read the book of Job and what Job went through, Job didn't listen to his wife. His wife said, you know what? If I were you, I'd just curse your God and lay down and die. Well, she had it right. Amen. Curse God, lay down and die. What else is there? Amen. We're not here to curse God. We are here to glorify God. Amen. We are here because we have chosen life. His name is Jesus. Praise God. So, the accusers, how do you get yourself out of that situation? Well, verse 11, Revelation chapter 12 in the 11th verse. And they overcame him by, one, the blood of the Lamb, and two, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore, verse 12, amen. Therefore, rejoice, ye that are in the heavens, and ye that, and there's two levels here, ye that are in the heavens and ye that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. That's where we're at today. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. Why is he so mad? Because he knows his time is short. This is what we read in verse 12. That's why he is, I like the word in French, if I remember correctly, uses the word he's animated. Amen. That means he's riled up. Amen. Satan is on a mission. The Bible says he goes to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when you read the next part of that verse, it tells us how we stand fast in a liberty, how we stand fast not to be devoured. Amen. And I thank God for that. That verse will show up in the comment section. Praise God what Peter wrote to us. So he's warning us what the devil is up to. And I've said this before. The devil doesn't want to be in hell all by himself. He wants some company. That's why he's knocking on your door with a little bit of an invitation. He wraps things up really nice, puts some flashing lights on it, a curly bow, ties it around with a ribbon and said, look at this. Throw yourself down and I'll give you everything you see. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Jesus had an answer for him, and that answer started with three words. It is written. Do you know your Bibles today? Amen. My wife can get on the organ and I'll get her to play hymn after hymn, chorus after chorus, song after song, and y'all be there belting out the words at the top of your lungs. Yeah, he is Lord, and I've been redeemed. There's power in the blood. And song of the, I'm preaching right now, I'm not in a singing, but so you get the picture. And if I hold up the Bible and say, quote me some scriptures, let me get back to you. Oh, hold on for a sec. John 3:13. You got to look at a cue card or something that's written under your collar or something that's going to, that triggers something, reminds you that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, for he maketh me. I'm not making fun, but this is the world that we live in. The devil will use, we know where the devil came from. He was blessed in creation to be the creator of music and the creator of worship. So when we come in and we stand in that gap, the devil gets mad at us. But there comes to a point, there's got to be a balance. Amen. I don't mind. Amen. I don't want a singer to show up and grab the mic and forget the words of the song. Don't get me wrong. Amen. That's why I let my wife sing. I come out, amen, with, there's so many scriptures in my mind that's bouncing around, amen, in my head that I try to get out as fast as I can, as much as I can in an hour or an hour and a half and such. I don't sing that much anymore. But the thing is, amen, if we can, and I know the music helps, amen, because the melody kind of helps you, lead you, guide you through these words. And half the words that are being sung today, people say, I like this song. I can't even get to the first verse and it doesn't line up with the Bible. Amen. We can't go repeating and repeating things or having things repeated in our minds and such that is contrary to the written word of God. Amen. Come on. I know some people, I may be losing amens. You might be turning me off by now, or maybe you've turned me off already. But this is for the saving of your soul. Amen. These words, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which what? Proceedeth out of whose mouth? The mouth of God. You read this in Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4. Praise God. Be careful when it comes out of somebody else's mouth. Make sure it lines up with the Bible. Make sure it lines up with what thus saith the Lord. Make sure it gives, amen, our ears the opportunity to hear what God wants us to hear. What the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church today. Someone say today. Amen. They came to Moses. Moses, it's getting a little too noisy. There's too much action up on that mountain. So you can get God. We read this last week. And you can read this. You can pick this up in Exodus chapter 20. Amen. Because God was coming down with what? With his word. Amen. The word of God was being, amen, the finger of God, amen, was chiseling, if you would, was writing upon those tablets of stone, of rock. Amen. And began to, God's people began to receive God's word, God's written word for the first time. God's word, which is immovable, immutable, which cannot be changed. Hallelujah. I know people do it. But God gave us a warning. Don't you read the last chapter in your Bible, the last page, where God says, don't take out its word. Don't add to it. Don't take anything away. You want to be cursed? That's a good way to be cursed. So I thank God, amen, that he has given us his word. He has given us his word, which is life, which is giving us the life that we live in. And it becomes part of my testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're figuring out what to say, I don't know how to testify. I don't know, should I practice? How can I? Quote some scripture. Amen. Get the devil mad. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Begin to, this is why we recite part of our meetings here on Sunday. We recite the word of God because we commit something. Some people say, I committed it to memory, but in a spiritual sense, amen, it gets committed to your heart. Amen. That's where your spiritual memory is. Amen. So when you open up your mouth, amen, there is an abundance that's going to come forth, not a shortage. Amen. Not a lack of words. There's going to be an abundance of words that's going to come forth because it's written on the fleshly tables of your heart. Amen. Your heart of hearts that you have received from God. Therefore, rejoice. Verse 12. And he says, the devil, he's pretty upset right now because he knows that his time is short. His time is about to, amen, his time is about to be up. But I thank God, amen, that we can overcome whatever situation that we're facing by the blood of the Lamb. Someone say the blood of the Lamb. And this is where I started this series because we're going to look at, I don't want to use the word attributes, but for the lack of a better word, amen, seven attributes, amen, the blood of redemption, the blood of justification, which we're going to look, this is what we're going to dwell on today. Then we also have the blood of peace, the blood of cleansing, the blood of access, the blood of victory, and the blood of judgment. And I know I said them fast, but we're going to go through the first one. If you're going to write down the first one, write down the blood of redemption and turn into the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What is the blood of the Lamb? What does the blood of the Lamb give us? What does this allow us? Amen. Praise God. We got to get these things right. Amen. And I thank God that we have a book of instructions, the Bible that's in your hands. This is what teaches us. It's all laid out in correct form. If you're thankful for the Bible, say, I'm thankful for the word of God. Amen. So the blood of the Lamb, the blood of redemption, the blood of justification, the blood of peace, the blood of cleansing, the blood of access, the blood of victory, and the blood of judgment. That's how you overcome, by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. This is, if you would, this is the greatest weapon that we have in our arsenal. Amen. Some people say, well, I have the sword of the Spirit. I have the shield of faith. That's good. Praise God. We need that. You need to have that. Amen. In your hand, you have to have in your hand the shield. Even you read in Ephesians chapter 6. Praise God. This is how we quench the fiery darts of the devil. This is how we stand against powers and principalities that are doing their works and their wonders upon the face of this earth. I mean, let them do what they're going to do. Amen. I've got God, and there is no one greater. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I'm trying to understand, amen, and I'm going to frankly be honest with you, and people say, don't say that because you're going to lose half your people. But I don't understand why I could go through, or we could. We all went through 4 years of Joe Biden, or whatever his name was, and there's nothing. It wasn't even pray for Joe, we're in trouble, Joe's there. Now, 3 weeks into somebody else, and it's, oh, we're in trouble. I get tech, we're in trouble, there's going to be issues. We got some problems. Sister says pray, brother says pray. And I'm getting, and this comes in, I don't know, on a, seems to be like a regular basis for the, it makes no difference. I survived 4 years of Joe, I'll survive 4 years of life. We've survived. 8 and a half, is it? Of Justin? Amen. We're still doing good. And Justin's still running around spending all our tax money. But we're still here. We still have money to put in the offering bucket. I still have the word of my testimony. I've got something good to say about Jesus. Not so much about Justin. Amen. So it doesn't make the difference. Was Daniel before God saying, oh God, this is Belshazzar. Oh God, this is Nebuchadnezzar. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Amen. It didn't change Daniel. He was on his knees and he was praying. Praise God. Amen. Even if they have bad advice, because they received, the king in Daniel's day received bad advice. It was advice against the church. It was advice against Daniel. And the king went along. He didn't know any difference. Oh, they're good counselors. They're good folks. And then he realized, saying, I threw the wrong man in the lion's den. Amen. Lions, it's a good thing you held off on single Daniel, who was probably skinny like me because he would fast and pray too much. Not too much, never too much, but enough. You know what I'm saying? He would fast and pray often enough. He didn't have much on his bones. Well, lions, you fasted just like Daniel. You spent the night. You didn't touch the man of God. Now here comes the buffet, all you can eat. Then the family started to go in, being cast in, because the king realized, say, you know what? There is a King of Kings. There is a greater one than I. There is, amen, one who deserves the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Daniel proved tonight, amen, I'm speaking from the king's point of view in the morning. Daniel proved last night, amen, that his God is not dead. His God is alive. His God is a God that answers prayer. His God is a God that can shut the mouths of lions. Amen. Overcome. Amen. Daniel was an overcomer, and he didn't even have the blood of the Lamb, but he had God. Hallelujah. I mean, how much more greater power are we infused with today? Praise God. I'm not going to let the world's going to do what it's going to do. It's going to say what it's going to say. And I thank God, amen, that they're just coming up with these ideas now. But God's ideas, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. God's ideas were laid they were laid in all of eternity. Amen. Sometimes we say, oh, it's laid in stone. Well, it's stone. That's all going to burn anyways. God's word was put into force, amen, for all of eternity when he began to speak his word. So I don't care what dummy stands up and says whatever he's going to say tomorrow. God has already said it. God has already spoken. It's already been declared. We shall see it come to pass, because God is faithful to his every word. His word is not sent. It doesn't come back. Amen. It's not sent in vain. It doesn't come back void. Amen. God says, I have spoken it, amen, and I am able to do what I have said. Praise God. This is the God who we serve. Praise God. Amen. If we can have this in the right perspective, there's nothing going to stop us. Amen. When our leaders here were saying 3-4 years ago, you got to close your church. Sorry. That word didn't come from God's mouth. Amen. The day these doors are closed, and you sit there and say, well, 3 feet of snow, they're still open. Amen. The day these doors close is the day Jesus Christ comes back. Amen. After that, you can do what you want. You can lock him. You can unlock him. You can burn this place to the ground. But before then, this is God's house, established and founded upon this property by God. Amen. For the good of our souls. And I think, amen, that God is so well able to keep and to protect. Praise God. That his work will not be undone. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God for what we have received. Amen. Amen. God is not, some people say, well, God's kind of just letting things go. No. Amen. God is, his word has been established before the foundations of this earth, amen, was given form, before the foundations of this earth was laid. There was a Savior. with a, and we're in due time, we're going to read this word, amen. I like that expression, in due time. Hallelujah. That was in the makings, if you would. Amen. Ready to come our way because, amen, we needed redemption. We needed justification. We needed cleansing, purification. We needed peace. We needed access. We needed victory. Ephesians chapter 1 and the 7th verse. The blood of the Lamb. This is part 2. Get your Bibles and read with me. In whom we have redemption through his blood. In whom we have what? First question, everyone say redemption. Amen. How? Through his blood. Praise God. The blood of the Lamb, this is what we're looking at. Praise God. Behold, when Jesus was given introduction to this world by his cousin, or I guess it would be his second cousin, John says, behold, the Lamb of God. Who has come to what? Take away the sins of this world. There's his introduction. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the introduction of introduction. Amen. Some people say, and they'll, you know, you've heard, well, maybe most of you haven't heard because I'm an old guy, but you heard, and here's Johnny. And the here just goes on, here's Johnny. May tickle the eardrum, but not so much of an introduction to me. Amen. I mean, you talk about an introduction of introductions. Behold the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of this world. Now, everybody ought to be clapping. You ought to be applauding. There ought to be clapping hand emojis flooding the internet right now because I said, behold the Lamb of God. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Well, I figured maybe one out of somebody would be clapping, but anyways, praise God. His name is Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. In whom, Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Read with me almost word for word in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1 and the 14th verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. His name is Jesus. First book of Peter. The blood of redemption is my first point we're going to look at. We're going to read something. Peter's going to lay this out for us in a few more details. First Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you once again. Anyone joining us? I welcome you. Verse 18, 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation or your lifestyle, from your vain, useless, you know, on your way to hell lifestyle, received by traditions because from your fathers, because your uncle did this or your mother did this or whatever. We're all born short, and we're going to get to this. Amen. When somebody tries to justify themselves, we're going to get into the blood of justification in a couple of minutes. But right now, he says, we're not redeemed. Peter, I want to make this clear by Peter. We are, amen, there is redemption through his blood. We just read that in Ephesians and in the Colossians. You're not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers. But you are redeemed, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God. Amen. I don't believe in God because I'm Catholic. I don't believe in God because I'm Protestant or because I'm Mormon or Jehovah or anything else. I believe in God because of his son, Jesus Christ. Living proof. Amen. The manifestation of God in the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is what the writer here is telling us. Control the technology here. This is what Peter here is telling us when he says, verse 20, he says, who verily was foreordained, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, before the foundation of the world. And this was set in motion. Hallelujah. They tried to kill him. Too bad. Amen. God had a plan, and his plan is not about to be reversed. Amen. They laid him in a grave. Oh, let's roll the stone in front of that, you know, entrance, the door of the gateway of the grave. Amen. That didn't stop him. God's plan is not to be reversed, not to be stopped. But he was made manifest in these last times for you. Someone say, for me. Hallelujah. Are you glad he came? Who'd he come for me? Someone say, for me. Who by him, because of him, his name is Jesus, we do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, glorified by the Father. Amen. This is what Jesus asked for. Father, glorify me. Amen. And he was glorified of the Father. This is confirmed. Peter's confirming this. That your faith and that your hope might be in God. That's what I was saying a few minutes ago. Amen. It's not who sits in the Capitol, wherever country you're listening from. Amen. Tomorrow, Pastor Michel, and pray for Pastor Michel tomorrow. Get called back into the parliaments of his country. He's got to go into Conakry and explain again the church and what we're up to. They seem to always want to know what we, and we always got to seem to be, you know, appease or let them know that we're not just, we're there for the help of the community. So pray for Pastor Michel tomorrow when he faces off with his government, and they're not believers, they be Muslims. So Pastor Michel needs the wisdom from heaven to talk to them, because they don't want to see the church being built. Amen. Where you preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Praise God. The resurrection. That your faith and hope might be in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not in this world. Amen. Someone say, in God. The blood of redemption. Redemption through his blood. Interesting what John saw in Revelation chapter 5 in the 9th verse. And they sung, Revelation 5, 9. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. Amen. That your faith and hope might be in God. You have redeemed. Who's it? We're talking about Jesus, or they are. We're reading about Jesus. You were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood. I don't know what you can do with thy. Amen. If you could underline it or highlight it or circle it. Amen. By thy blood. By the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. Amen. By the blood of redemption, by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saved and sanctified, I am. Amen. My sins have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. A little chorus that we sing, we don't sing that often enough. We're going to read it right now. And thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of every people, out of every nation. Are you glad Jesus came? This is the blood of redemption. Praise God. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm glad for it. Praise God. Job will ask a question. Job chapter 9. And this is going to bring me through to the second point, the blood of justification. Praise God. Find Job chapter 9. I'm going to read the first two verses. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Job answers and says, Job 9 verse 1 and the second verse, I know it is so of a truth. Then he asks a question. But how should man be just with God. How shall a man, how shall a woman be just, be justified with God? Good question. Thank you, Job, for answering that question. Romans chapter 5. Let's read the answer. Jump into the New Testament. The blood of justification. When we take communion and we sing the song, I'm thankful for the blood. Someone say, I'm thankful for the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, we're going to spend a little time in Romans. Paul has a good understanding, the Apostle Paul has a good understanding of this for us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So when we were reading a little earlier on, we were reading in God, then we read to God, now we are reading, amen, with God. Praise God, and the glory of God. Hallelujah. God is in this picture. And not only so, verse 3, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So Steve, my brother, if you're listening, there's your tribulation word. You were saying you wanted verses with the word tribulation. You challenged us. I left my challenge for today. Romans 5 in the third verse. There's my tribulation. That's the word, That's a word, amen, for Brother Steve, tribulation. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were without strength, in due time, underline those three words, amen, right on, someone say right on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. This afternoon, there wasn't many of us that braved the weather conditions and the yard, 3 feet of snow, and I'm not exaggerating. Praise God. And when I was reading this verse, I said, you know what? Are you glad that Jesus came? And I got a couple of amens and, that were all right, I guess, under the circumstances. And I said, you know what? Had Jesus not come, some of us would already be dead. And there was a loud amen from the back. Amen. There's a brother realizing, saying, hey, you know what? Had it not been for Jesus, I would not be here. I wouldn't be alive right now. But thank God there is life in me. Thank God there is Holy Ghost living life. Amen. Spirit of the living God life that is in me. Praise God. Because Jesus came. Because Jesus, amen, is who he is and who he is now. Amen. Making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father. And who he was when he came unto his own, praise God, and his own didn't really appreciate his coming. But I can stand here today and say, I'm appreciative. Amen. I appreciate his coming. Praise God. Say it with me. Amen. I appreciate you. Amen. I love you. Amen. I worship you. I adore you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Reading from Romans chapter 5. Due time, verse 6. Romans 5 and the 6th verse. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, who's the ungodly? We're going to get to that. I'm going to make sure that there are no exceptions to this rule. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, verse 9 and 10. Spend some time in these two verses. Much more than being now justified by his blood. So again, I'm going to repeat these two questions. We're what? Justified. Say it. Amen. Justified. How? By his blood. This is the blood of justification. Praise God. Are you glad blood was shed? Amen. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Verse 9, much more. Someone say much more. I underline the much more because we're about to see it again. Amen. We're going to see more of the much more. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more. Someone say much more. And underline it again. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Praise God. Amen. He's not. I like how the angels greeted the two sisters that made their way into the, we call it Resurrection Sunday, but on the first day of the week. And they were looking for someone by the name of Jesus. And they came in looking for someone dead. And I guess they went to the right place. You want to find somebody dead, go to the graveyard. Amen. They all be dead. So these two sisters, they come walking in. They say, we're looking for Jesus. Man, you're in the wrong place. Amen. The angel looked at them, gave them for an answer. And they said, why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Praise God. And when I read, that comes to mind every time I read this verse. Amen. Because there's something in his life. Amen. Pre-Calvary, if you would. Pre-death, there's something that took place. I mean, his death is critically important. I mean, the what took place, the activity, amen, upon his death. And then when resurrection took over, amen, thank God, amen. I'm the way, the truth, and life. We quote that verse often. Praise God. He's also the good shepherd. He's also the great shepherd. He's also the shepherd which comes again, the returning shepherd. He's also the light of the world. He's also the bread of life. And he is also what? The resurrection. I am. Praise God. Amen. This is the manifold, if you would, existence of Jesus Christ. And today, as we look at his blood, amen, the redemption that we have through his blood, amen, the blood of redemption, if you would. Now we're looking at how the question, we're answering the question that Job answered in the Old Testament, but thank God we're living in a day, in the time of the New Testament, of the New Covenant. Amen. This is the New Testament, Jesus said, in my blood. Hallelujah. Someone say blood. The blood of the Lamb. Praise God. So when I reread verses 9 and 10, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. Because we were, when first of all, there's two things that I look at. When Jesus died on the cross, I wasn't even born yet. So I'm not there. You weren't there. Amen. We're not that old. Amen. And secondly, when I came into this world, I needed the redemptive work of Calvary to be applied to my life. But I was in sin. I came to God as a sinner. Amen. My pockets turned inside out. Amen. I could not, like I said, I could not make, amen. It was a debt that I owed, but a debt that I could not pay. This is how we come to God. This is how we come to Christ. And then we need to figure out, amen, the love that God has. I mean, we are his creation. The Bible said that Jesus came unto his own. Amen. So when you get this garbage that comes across your news feeds and whatever, people say, oh, aliens. You know, aliens came from. No, Jesus came. Amen. They may have treated him. They may have ostracized him. They may have treated him as an outsider. Well, they did treat him as an outsider, but Jesus was God sent. Amen. This was bread from heaven. Amen. The bread of life. Jesus came down. He touched down upon this earth, and he was amongst his own for a little over 30 some years. Amen. But I thank God this is not an alien. Amen. Like the devil wants us to believe, amen, his garbage and his nonsense that is out there. Amen. I'm not Cro-Magnon. Amen. My ancestors didn't come, you know, hunched over or crawling like a single cell, amoeba or whatever. I forget that stuff they were trying to tell me in school coming out of the water. Amen. God, the Bible teaches us, when you read the first page of your Bible, you can see how God made us, how God created us, and how God expects us to be until Jesus comes. Praise God. Amen. It's the devil doesn't want you believing the truth. Father of lies. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God today. Praise God that what I can receive, what I can read, I can believe it. Knowing, amen, that this is God-given. Amen. Of God. What did we just finish reading? Amen. To God, by God, of God, and for God. God is in that picture. While we were yet sinners, verse 8. Amen. Turn the page backwards into Romans chapter 3. I'm going to read some verses. Like I said, I'm going to make sure there's no exception to this rule. Romans chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading from verse 19. Amen. I keep reading. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. But before, amen, I want to going to lay some things out in the scripture. Romans chapter 3 is, how can I word this? I'll use the word or the term. This is, Romans chapter 3 is the greatest, I'm not going to say greatest. I'm going to say it's the best description that we have of the ungodly, of the sinners. In Romans 3. Do you have it? Let's read. Please read with me. Verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. So we read to God, of God, for God, from God. Now we're reading, God is still in this picture. This is what the law. I mean, I've had people, you know, and it's a legitimate question. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the question. They say, what's the law all about? What was God? I mean, besides the Ten Commandments, there's 613 other commandments. You ask my Jewish friends, and they'll tell you, give me a long list, that pertain to the Mosaic law, if you would, the Levitical law. And I mean, the biblical answer to that is what? Why was the law established, or what the law, even the law could make no one perfect, as the Bible says that. But what's the law? What does the law do? It proves, just what we read here, that you and I, that everyone, I'm going to read this again, that all the world may become guilty before God. All the world, who's that? That's a legitimate question I'm asking you. I'm going to rehydrate, and I'm going to give you 10 seconds. All the world, who is that? There's two correct answers. Don't Google it. I don't know if AI has that answer. It says all the world. So I'm looking for two answers. The first answer, well, we just read it. Who's all the world? All the world is all the world. All the world's everyone. The second answer I'm looking for, I want you to bring this home and personalize it. Amen. And I'll answer that on my behalf. That's me. Amen. I'm one of these single people, out of 8 billion, I'm one of the single people, I'm one of the people, one of the persons that belong to the category of all the world. No exclusions. God has not received, there's no respect here for any, we're all born short. This is why I mentioned this is one of the greatest, or you know, one of the best descriptions that we have of the ungodly, of what the sinners are. Amen. And the law brings this, it comes to evidence, it comes to light based on the law. Amen. The law is so complex, so complicated. It is so, it is written in such a way that no man can be justified by the law. We need Jesus Christ. Thank God for the law. It's there, it's written. I can't do anything about it, I can't erase it. Amen. Jesus didn't come to do away with it either. He came to fulfill it. Amen. Some people like to trash that part of the Bible saying, we don't live under the law anymore. No, it's been fulfilled. You need to live, amen, by Jesus Christ. For the law of sin and death has made me what? Free from the law of, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Romans chapter 8 and the second verse. I trust I quoted it right the second time. Amen. So when Jesus came to fulfill. Now the law here, amen, as if since we fit that category of all the world, when I read this in verse 19, verse 20, it says, therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. When we still haven't got to the answer yet, where Job says, who, standing before God, amen, who should, or rather how, sorry, how should a man be just before God? Amen. So we read, there's justification, amen, by the blood of the Lamb. We're justified by his blood. That's the answer. Now, who needs to be justified? Someone say, I do. Amen. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, verse 20, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's what the law does. Amen. The law says, do this, and there's some difficulties, or there's some, this is not working out. So God sent Jesus. Amen. The Bible says the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. He would go in a sinner and come out a sinner. There may have been atonement for a few months, grace where God would overlook their sin or their disobedience. And God had to overlook, I'm talking Old Testament, God had to overlook their sin and disobedience quite a few times. Amen. But the high priest would go in, do his thing, and come out. Go back in, do his thing, and come out every year, once a year. And God would still have to make an exception for what they were getting on with. This is Old Testament. But thank God, amen, for the New Testament. Thank God for the New Covenant. Thank God. I know I mentioned this on the French side last week. I trust I mentioned on the English side. Go into the book of Hebrews and underline the word better. There's 13 chapters in the book of Hebrews. You're going to read the word better 13 times. There is a better way. Amen. There's a better covenant. There's a better place. There's better things. Praise God. Amen. And to let you do that, some people were texting me saying, oh, we're finding all the betters. Amen. We read one last week. Amen. Better things. Speaketh better things in the blood of Abel. Amen. Thank God, amen, that Jesus Christ not only came to fulfill, but he came, amen, that things would be better and things are better because he came. Amen. So this is what the law, and as I said, this is what the law could do. And under penalty of the law, which is whatever the law would ascribe or whatever, however the law would penalize, depending how you broke the law. Our laws of the land are based upon the same thing. Amen. If the speed limit is posted and you decide to go faster and there's policemen around or their radar guns are set up or whatever, and they have proof that you're going over the limit, you broke the law, you're penalized. And you have to pay for that penalty. You have to pay that penalty. And our sin is the same thing. It's disobedience. It's against the law of God. There's a price to be paid. None of you, even if we put all our resources together, we still would not have come up with what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's a price to pay. Amen. You go before the court. Even if you want to argue it before the judge. Well, judge, can you have mercy? Can you have grace? And you know, the judge will sentence you. That's $300 fine. You were speeding, or you went through a stop sign, or you were driving dangerously. That's a $300 fine. You have to pay. Or it's 3 days in jail. You have to pay. One or the other. Most people, you know, they'll dig down in their pockets and they'll pay the fine so that they can, which gives them redemption, I guess would be the first word to use. And then they can go away with a few points missing for a couple of years, and they're allowed to drive again. I'm saying, judge, I won't speed and won't. No, as I said, most people go. Now, there is one person that I know told me the story when he was standing before the judge, $300 or 3 days in jail. Now, I don't even make $300. This is what was going on in his head. Now, I don't even make $300 a week. Excuse me, judge, I'll go sit in jail for $300. I'll keep the $300 in my pocket and I'll go spend those 3 days in jail and you will feed me three times a day, right? So he paid his penalty going to jail. Amen. So that's fine. Amen. Either way, there was something that was being owed, something that needed to be paid. Someone say paid in full. Amen. This is not, my sins aren't washed on an installment plan. Amen. It's not, my sins aren't washed one sin at a time, starting with the gray ones and the not so black ones, but the little white ones. I mean, there's all kinds of categories some people have. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says, once and for all, when you read what the writer in Hebrews wrote. And I thank God today that we can live, amen, under that covenant. We can live under that, amen, under that promise that which is given us by Christ Jesus and through Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, Romans 3, verse 20, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is knowledge of sin. Now, verse 21. But now, someone say now. Amen. But now the righteousness of the law. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. I mean, this thing was, this was to come to pass. Amen. Some people say, do away with the law. Well, then you're doing away with Jesus Christ. Because through the law, you read of atonement. You read of redemption. Through the prophets, some people say, oh, prophets, they don't exist anymore. No. Amen. God has given us the fivefold ministry that we do have. Amen. Through the apostles, through the prophets, through the evangelists, through the teachers, through the pastors rather than through the teachers. God gave them to us at the time that he gave them to us, and he didn't take any away. It's not one replaces the other. It's we need, amen, the office of each one of these apostles, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers need to be fulfilled within the church today for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, and for the edification that we need. So thank God for it. Praise God. So here now, listen, verse 21, let me read. I'm going to pray in a few minutes. But now the righteousness of God... Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. Someone say now. Amen. When's that going to happen? Now. Amen. Someone say amen. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. There is no exception. Amen. Doesn't matter what happened this morning. Doesn't matter how you were born. My great granddaddy was born a Catholic or Presbyterian or whatever else. Amen. Episcopalian. My dad was. And that's how I was born. That's how I'm going to die. Ye must be born again. Amen. Doesn't matter how you were born. Matters how you die. Amen. Don't stick to your birthright that you received coming into this world. Hallelujah. Amen. What you and I need upon that, when we inhale, if you would, or exhale, I guess, our last breath, we need to be justified. We need the blood of redemption. We need the blood of justification. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has, I'm going to reread verse 24, being justified, amen, this is the blood of justification, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood. Someone say the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Jesus Christ came for the express purpose of redemption. Amen. The only reason why he came, thank God he did what he did on the way to the cross. Healed, cleansed, straightened out limbs, raised them up from the dead. But upon that cross, amen, his mission, what he was sent forth to come into this world is that we may have access, that we may have, amen, that we may be able to decide it's not eternal damnation, but it is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. This is the blood of justification. Let me read this last verse before I pray, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Well, what does that mean? Repented. Amen. See, I've been in church and I've heard people pray, God, forgive us of our sins, past, present, and future. No, there's no scripture verse that says that. How can you ask for, sin needs to be repented of. Then there's forgiveness. No repentance, no forgiveness. That's what the Bible teaches. So how can you predict sin? I opened up an hour ago, or an hour and a half, I lost track of time, but an hour ago, I'm saying the body and the soul, the body and the spirit doesn't belong to you anymore. Amen. You want to smoke? You can't. Because you belong to God. So put the cigarettes, amen, put those evil thoughts that are in your heart when you look at your brother, using the demon word or the devil word, look at your sister, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. It's not just murder on the outside, it's murder on the inside. Like I said, the inside and the outside. You gotta, amen, you need to allow God to do His work. I want to point something out to what we read here. I've got one more verse to read. Verse 21, underline the word righteousness of God. Verse 22, underline the word righteousness of God. Verse 25, underline the word righteousness, God's, to declare His righteousness. Amen. Same thing in French. It's translated well, both the same. I don't know if I pointed this out in French. Did I do that in French? I think I forgot. Next week. Because when I read verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness. So again, verse 21, righteousness of God. Verse 22, righteousness of, say it, God. Verse 25, whose righteousness? God's righteousness, His righteousness. Verse 26, whose righteousness? God's righteousness. Amen. I don't know. Are you overemphasizing? No, I'm just reading what it says. Verse 21, verse 22, verse 25, verse 26 has the word righteousness. Underline it. Especially if you're reading a King James Bible, you're going to read it. You're reading it. You're seeing it the exact way that I am reading it. Now he says, to declare, I say, at this time, not after you're dead. Oh yeah, but you don't know my family at this time. Well, you don't know where I work at this time. I mean, you don't know where I am. If you're listening in a hospital, if you're listening in a prison cell, at this time. If you're homeless in the streets and somehow listening, at this time. Begin to show, amen, the world what has taken you over. His name is Jesus. Listen, as I finished verse 26, the last half, that He might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. James said, you want to show me your faith? Show me your works. That's not preached very often. Amen. They can't preach it because their works aren't fit to be shown. That's why they make excuses. It says, I'm not making this up. It says, at this time. What? A declaration. Verse 26. I'm going to pray in 2 minutes. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the blood of justification. Amen. May not line up with how your neighbor wants to see you, but as long as it lines up with how God sees you. Amen. And God wants to see the blood. He wants to see you washed in the blood of the Lamb. He wants to see the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, precious blood, the Bible calls it. Amen. He wants to see the blood applied. Amen. This is the blood of redemption. Like I said, Jesus came with the soul, the express purpose. Amen. That we may be redeemed, that He would become our Redeemer, that there would be an atonement for our sin, that there would be a washing away of our sins through His blood, much more precious than silver, than gold, than any four-footed beast or two-legged bird or lamb or bullock or sheep or goat or whatever was laid upon the altar. Something was nailed to wood, amen, in the shape of a cross, amen, as the Son of Man was lifted up, so that all men and all women will be drawn unto him today, so that the righteousness of God, amen, not by the law, not through the law, not of the law, but by Jesus Christ, amen, the blood of redemption, the blood of justification. Let's stand and give Jesus a good hand for what he was able to accomplish. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Just give me just a little bit of volume. Hallelujah. Now that you're standing, you're in a position to pray. Praise God. Amen. I'm there. Was I not supposed to move? Okay. Praise God. I'm still going to move because I'm going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're standing, let's pray. Praise God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, despite what's happening on the outside, we're so glad for what's taking place here, the inside of this household, for everyone listening. Praise God. Across this nation, around this world, Lord, I think it didn't matter, amen. It didn't matter for the folks who couldn't get here, because Jesus gave us a promise where there are two or three gathered together in his name, in my name, Jesus said, there shall I be in their midst. And I thank God we fulfill that promise. Amen. Barely, but we're there. Praise God. We've got 3, 4, 5 times that amount. But I thank God today, praise God, that we are able to gather by this technology. Amen. We can be found having a voice on Live 365. Having a voice on godly.tv, our website. Even on Facebook and the YouTube channels. Amen. Whatever else is going on, at least today there is the preaching of the Word of God. Praise God. Anyone else, amen, that stood with the Word of God in their hands to bring forth, amen, what thus saith the Lord, for this nation that is lost needs recovery, needs redemption, like we were reading. The blood of the Lamb. Can't get it from religion. Can't get it by works. Doesn't show up, amen, by whatever else, by the law. I mean, this was made clear. But because you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and we stand today, our hands are, we look up from whence cometh our help. Our hands are up, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for what took place on Calvary. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the few of us that need to make their way home. All clear the streets right now. Amen. Right to our front door. The plows, whatever they're pushing the snow, out of the way when we need to drive in a few minutes from now. For all my brothers and sisters across this nation, praying for Pastor Michelle as he makes his way to the government in the country of Guinea. And whatever they want, amen. Brother Michelle has the words of wisdom, the guidance of your Holy Ghost. And they can ask all the questions, and he's going to have all the answers by your Spirit. Lord, I thank God for the teaching which we received today. Praise God, the blessing. Praise God, thank God for the blood of the Lamb. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And then, of course, by the word of our testimony, we got something to say because you have been so good to us. When I think of your goodness and all that you've done unto, amen, unto me, praise God, all you've done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God at home. My soul cries out. I'm thinking of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We read, amen, God was in the picture all the way, amen, from the start, from the beginning. God was in the picture of God, for God, through God, by God, because of God. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Sent his Son, praise God. Amen. We identify, amen, a work which was sent, amen, to be accomplished upon the face of this earth. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. A price needed to be paid, paid in full. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. A lamb, amen, a sacrifice. sacrifice, a lamb had to be sacrificed unto God, blood needed to be shed, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. The gift of God, amen, is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord, and we're so thankful for the gift today which we have received in Jesus' name. If there's somebody asking for forgiveness, amen, they want to come to you, the redemption, a work of Calvary needs to be applied to their life. The blood of justification needs to be applied to their life. May they come to you and say, God be merciful unto me, a sinner. Seven words, that's all that needs to be said. And I pray the grace of God and the mercy of God be upon, amen, that person right now in Jesus' name, praise God, that they receive from you the eternal life which you have, amen, as promise to those who will confess and believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise God. They shall be saved. Thank God for your saving grace. Thank God for your mercy which is upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I'm so thankful for what we read today. Praise God. I know when we read Romans chapter 3, it doesn't look like there's much hope for sinners who are born short of the glory of God. We're filled of unrighteousness. We're filled with ungodly deeds. But thank God as we keep reading, praise God, that your righteousness, I declare, amen, can now, praise God, be manifest in us, can be a token of our testimony, can be a word of our testimony as they look at us. Praise God, amen. We're not acting the same. We're not talking the same. We're not going to the same places. We're not doing the same things. We're not thinking the same things. Our mind has been renewed. Our heart has been, amen, replaced. And I thank God today, praise God, that I pray that this applies to every single person within the sound of my voice. Praise God. Thank God for the radio online. Thank God, amen, for the Facebook page and for the YouTube channel. Amen. Thank God for the internet site that allows this message to repeat and to play over and over again. It becomes part of our daily bread. It becomes part of what we need. Amen. It is the bread of life. It becomes part of our, it keeps us alive. It keeps us out of trouble. It keeps us out of sin. And I give you the praise and the glory once again for this technology and the anointing that breaks the yoke. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen and amen. Touch my brothers and sisters. Praise God. I thought I was finished, but I'm not. Touch my brothers and sisters that are listening, Lord, come to their need, whatever they need in their body, health-wise. Amen. Physical, mental, spiritual, monetary-wise. Amen. As far, whatever their need is, supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray, amen, that every single person is blessed. We gave up a part of our time, a part of our life to receive what you have for us today. And as we have received it, it has been for the good of our souls in Jesus' name. Touch our families, Lord. I pray a blessing into the lives of my brothers and sisters. Praise God. Ears that have been opened for them to hear, eyes that have been opened for them to see, and our hearts that have been opened to receive and perceive what thus saith the Lord, what you have given us today through, amen, your word. I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the blood of redemption. Thank God for the blood of justification. Praise God. Next week as we come together, the blood of peace, the blood of cleansing, the blood of access, the blood of victory. Amen. Or the blood of overcoming, the blood of victory, and the blood of judgment. Praise God. We're going to continue in the series. Praise God. Because the blood of the Lamb is important. Thank God for the shield of faith. Thank God for the sword of the Spirit. But thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you've made a decision today to serve God, amen, get into your Bibles, find out what God has planned for you, for your life, and be blessed, praise God, with the blessings that we do have. Praise God, to do away with sin, to do away with unrighteousness, and to do away with disobedience. Praise God. Best decision anybody ever made. So if you made that decision today, I'm happy for you. I'm proud, praise God, that you made that you are part of the family of God, and I want you to be blessed. Praise God, until Jesus comes, and then it just gets more and more blessed. Praise God, as we have a place that is being prepared for us for all of eternity within the presence of God in that new kingdom, that new Jerusalem. Remember what we read last week. It's not the old Jerusalem. It's not the earthly things. It's not the old mountain of Zion. Praise God. We've come to Jesus Christ. We've come to new things. We have come to better things. Amen. We have come to heavenly things. That's where we stand today. And you could be there, amen, by Jesus Christ. Praise God. By the blood of the Lamb. His name is Jesus. The blood of redemption. The blood of justification. That's what belongs to you today, the blood that washes away your sin. Someone can say thank you, Jesus, as we give him a good hand. My name is Lincoln. Thank you so much for joining with us, listening to That's the Truth. Trust you've been blessed by the word of God. Until the next time, be blessed and be thankful for the blood of redemption and the blood of justification. Praise God. Clap unto the Lord. We'll see you again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be blessed. Read your word this week. Read the Bible. Listen to this over and over again. Thank God for daily bread. Amen.
Well, I trust the word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.